Hi, my name is Charles Sterling. I'm a senior program manager with Visual Studio Team. Welcome to the Visual Studio 2013 launch. In today's video, I'm going to walk you through how to get started with a Microsoft monitoring agent using APM and Application Insights.
As I mentioned earlier, Application Insights is a set of services to help you whether or not you're in production or in development. Services such as availability of your application from remote locations, looking at the performance of your application, and what your customers are doing. In this video, we're going to actually show you how to get started using those applications. Now, in this particular case, you'll actually see that Application Insights is part of your Visual Studio Online experience, which should make it easier and faster for you to get started. Now, with this particular experience, I've already actually activated my account already. Now, when you guys do this, you're actually going to see a dialog box asking you to sign up. For the first couple thousand people I think we're looking at, we're going to give you those codes. We probably will run out eventually, and be patient. We'll try and get you back to you as soon as possible. For those of you that get in, this video should be for you. Now, what we're looking at is the dashboard of an account that's already been created. I want to show you some of the information that you're going to see and why you want to get set up. The first thing that you're going to want to do is probably go ahead and create a brand new application. So let's go ahead and go into the Create Application view, and you can see that Vlad is actually clicking on the button for me. And this is the experience you're going to get. This is actually a really great wizard that's going to ask you, do you want to do a server? Do you want to do a client? Are you a .NET or a Java? In this case, we're going to go through the mainstream, and we are going to show you how to do a Windows with .NET code server. And the first option is to download the agent. So let's go ahead and fire off that agent install. All right. So the first one is just our prototypical Microsoft setup. We're going to go ahead and skip through that, asking us where do we want it, do we agree. We're going to go through that. Now, this is the first interesting option. We actually give you a couple different options right off the bat. Do you want to connect to your SCOM server? Again, this is using the MMA agent that we released back in July. And so you can go either to Application Insights or System Center. This is really important because this is a production-ready agent right now that's already been released with brand new features to enable us to work with Application Insights. The last one is if you're on a very large server, you may not want to instrument all your applications, so we actually give you the option of choosing don't instrument anything yet. And in our advanced video inside of the product, we'll actually walk you through how to instrument your applications manually. So the next option, we're going to go ahead and choose Application Insights, is give me an account ID and the instrumentation key. And you can see that we're copying the account ID and we're going to go and make sure and check this. Of course, had you not entered in the right key, you would get a failure at this point. Now, one thing that's to note, guys, as we do this, we are installing as a service. That means it's going to run in the security context. It's probably not the same security context that you're running under. So even though we get a success here, you actually may see failures. Look at your service, make sure that they're running in the right security context. So we're actually getting the dialog running. It takes about 3 minutes. So as you've seen, about 3 minutes into it, the agent will have installed. At this point, if you don't do anything else, you'll actually go into your overview and you'll look at your servers, and you should actually see a server in about 5 minutes, guys. So you need to wait about 5 minutes before your server's going to light up. Even if you have applications registered and they're running .NET code, if they're not showing any activity, it will take longer than that underneath of your applications. Of course, one way to actually get your applications to register faster, if you've checked the checkbox to register all applications, is go out and cause some sort of exception, because we'll pick that up right away. So again, if you want to see the agent picking up your applications faster, just throw in some sort of exceptions and we'll pick them up faster. Okay, guys, after about 3 minutes, you should actually see the agent finish installing. 5 minutes after the agent installs, if you do nothing else, you should see your server show up underneath of Overview and Servers. If you've got a .NET application and you selected Manage All My Applications, once again, in 5 minutes, your application will show. You can decrease that latency by going out and causing some sort of exception. Applications that are not causing activity will take much longer, up to 15 minutes. So do not be too worried if you don't see your applications. In this case, you actually see that the server went ahead and was registered. And if you've done everything correctly, you should actually start getting graphs like this without having to do any other work. Again, showing you information about the performance, the exceptions, your memory usage, and even dependencies with just running a simple 3-minute agent. I don't think it gets much better than that. For the advanced scenarios, if you want to actually start looking at individual applications and you don't want to run in monitoring across all of the applications on your server, we give you 4 PowerShell commands. The Git monitoring status I use all the time. I'm lots on different machines. I want to know which applications are being monitored. I will always issue that right off the bat. And I recommend that you guys actually get in the habit of doing that if you're going to be looking at application insights. The start monitoring will give me additional information where I can start giving aliases. You'll see that we will give it a default name, including the web name. You may not want that, or you might want to aggregate them across different servers and you have them in different websites. So starting. In order to start one or to name it, of course, we have to stop it. So again, for the advanced scenarios, we're going to have a video dedicated to that. Get used to some of these new PowerShell commands that we introduce with the Microsoft monitoring agent. I think you're going to find that this is actually going to add a lot of value to your application development cycle, and enjoy the launch of Visual Studio 2013.
Thank you very much for watching my video. I hope you enjoyed it. I think you're going to find that the 3 minutes it takes you to install your agent is going to open up a lot of information, whether or not you're in production or in development, for getting insight into your application.